So that finished up early, so we have time for some more prizes. I have some trivia questions. No using your phones or computers. Okay. Does anyone know the name of the volcano, which is now extinct, which erupted approximately 2 million years ago and resulted in a lava and mud slide, which created Lake Tahoe?
How far county does it go?
Olympus?
No. Okay. The choices are Mount Rose, Pyramid Peak, Mount Pluto, or Friel Peak. Anybody? No? You think it's Pluto? You are correct. The man wins a prize.
Something like that.
Yeah, Mount Pluto. So we can think that. That is right up here. And does anyone know the average depth in feet of Lake Tahoe?
No.
Okay. Let's get some ranges here. About 800 feet, 1,200, 1,000. Amelia?
About 660 and something like that.
No?
I thought it was like 960 something.
That's really close. 960? It's 1,000. I think she wins the prize. That was Sue.
Yeah.
Okay. And name the only U.S. lake that is deeper than Lake Tahoe. Oh, it was the first one. Okay, I don't know who said it, but we do have several small prizes when there's a tie. There's magnets back there and coffee cups, so if you knew the answer, go ahead and help yourself. Okay. So, I don't know if Carl mentioned, but our office is actually located down in Placerville. We have a satellite office just nearly across the street here in South Lake Tahoe. But this is our assessor staff. There's about 30, less than 40 people now. And I'm the only GIS person in the assessor's office. Ernie, his title is cadastral drafter, but he's my all-around legal description expert and change in title expert. And I'd be lost without him. So, but I support about 10 appraisers and do all kinds of things. This is my sixth conference. The first one was Santa Cruz, and that was great. I've been at El Dorado County for 10 years. And originally when I started, I was under the surveyor's office. And it was kind of a unique situation because I answered to both the surveyor's office and the assessor's office, which was challenging, but it also gave me all the resources that I needed to do this job and bridge the gap between the electronic parcel base down in the surveyor's office and the hand-drawn maps that were still being done up in the assessor's office. So it worked out well. Eventually I did become absorbed by the assessor's office, and that's where I am now. But I still work very closely with the GIS department and the surveyor's office. In my 10 years there, I've made about 1,700 assessor pages in GIS. Those are the areas in green. So as you can see, it's mostly the more populated and more developed areas of the county that I have produced the maps for. Out here, if you're not familiar with that, El Dorado County, this is Desolation Wilderness. We have lots of federally owned property in El Dorado County. Those maps don't change often, if ever. And we don't see the need. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. So we haven't converted those maps to GIS yet. But we'll get there someday. However, we might not get there someday because we are going more towards web mapping and trying to make things available electronically, because that's what GIS is all about. But as you know, we are so much more than maps. I'm sure you all can recognize some of the tasks up here. We are drafters. We have to know about property transfer. We research parcel ownership splits and combines all the time. We have to know some of the appraisal functions and rules. Tax rate area is huge. That's a big part of the job every year. I'm also into a lot of database management. We use SDE in our county. I really like Access databases. That helps me get a lot of work organized. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm always moving files all over the place to make maps available for the recorder's office, the surveyor's office, the assessor's office, the appraisers, the public. So I've been trying to streamline that over the years and have one central source. I also write up a lot of processes and procedures because like that we've been changing things over the years. And I don't, like the rest of you, you have to know a little bit about land use, zoning, planning, and permits. Those are the questions I mostly get from the public. And it's good to know some history of your area. That was difficult for me at first because I moved to the area. But once you've been there a while, you really start to feel comfortable and you can answer questions from the public. Or you know about that parcel in El Dorado Hills that got split 14 times, and or you know the ones that are held up in title, whatever it is. It feels good to know when you know the history of your area. And I'm also into web design, and that brings me to being a programmer. So that's something new, and it was challenging, but a lot of fun. And I'll get to that later.
You remind me of me.
See? Yeah, so we have a lot in common, right? One of the biggest things, you want to do with your job is communicate with your department. And I've worked really hard and come up with my own solutions trying to get information out to staff without having to recreate the data in different formats for different sets of users. Like I said, we have a satellite office here in South Lake Tahoe, and when they're not right in front of you, sometimes you forget about them. So I wanted to streamline it so that their maps and their work get to them right away, and they don't ever feel ignored. So to get the workflow and the maps out to people, I went ahead and took advantage of our department intranet. Sorry about that. I made this web intranet website where the staff can just go through, and there's maps to see, subdivisions. They just have all the links to anything they could possibly need, and that's helped a lot. We even have, we call it the tracking record, where we write up our splits and combines. I'm sure you have something similar. We're working on making that electronic and making that available with just one click. So another thing I did was I have a connection to a database. It's called Map Status, and it allows people to, with just one click, they can see the recording date, the document, the splits and combines. They can search by their appraiser name, and it helps me keep an inventory and history of each map page. And people have really liked that. So here's a sample of what they would look at. And these link to more information about the map book or information about the split and combine. And the appraiser's name is over here. So they can even find their area. And I prioritize the maps as to which is most important, with subdivisions and parcel maps being the most important. So there was some redundancy in the workflow with getting information from the surveyor's office as well as information from the assessor's office. The assessor's office was mostly paper in my box. And there was redundancy between the paper in my box and an Excel spreadsheet that I shared with the surveyor's office. So I decided that GIS could do more, and I went ahead. I don't have a link here to show, but I made a website that allows people to see the maps and get to the workflow that they need. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure this all out. I made a website a few years ago that was in Flex, but this latest one, I used the classic viewer template from ESRI. So this is an ArcGIS online. I'm so sorry. Okay. Is anyone else doing websites for their staff? Anyone else programming? Are you using ArcGIS Online or your SDE?
We're not using SDE. But we're using ArcGIS Server, ArcGIS. Sometimes we use ArcGIS Online to do some more on maps. But, no, mainly we use ArcGIS Server and Flex. ArcGIS Flex.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about whether or not Flex is going to stick around. I don't know if Frank has any input about that. Remember that Flex is going away, but yet there's lots of support for it. Ryan, you're shaking your head.
Yeah, Flex is going away.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I guess for the last couple of years we've been hearing that as your conference that Flex is going away.
Yeah, Esri.
So what we plan to do is hopefully use the JavaScript templates and update our scene, basically create the same application, the same functionality. Try to. It's pretty easy with the Esri templates. So.
It's easy with the Esri templates.
Yeah, so that's the direction that we would go, is where the brand is, and really we base the release of our development platform and products based on what everybody wants the most. So that's been the usual trend.
Okay, so here is my website that just debuted a week ago. We have our little disclaimer. I'm actually going to get off test and go to public one. Okay. I have noticed that over Wi-Fi is pretty slow. So we have our county aerial. It's from 2011. It's kind of getting old, but of course you can use the base map from ESRI, where they have imagery, streets, all their different base maps. What's cool about this website that my boss really was pressuring me for is that this, you get information about the parcel and you can go straight to our property screen on the assessor's site. And then we're going to have a link from the property screen back to the website. So here we can't see it. So I have the different layers here, and you can do the find by parcel. You can enter a parcel number, and it zooms to the parcel. Oh, click one out of this. We had to use JavaScript for that, and someone in the GIS department helped me with that. We pass it by the URL, as you can see up there, the parcel ID. So. And with that, I'd like to hand it over to Jim to talk about what goes on in the surveyor's office. And Jim is our expert at the parcel base.
So next, you're going to have a link to the assessor's map, right? Mm-hmm.
Is there a link to
the
map from your property details page?
No. Our maps are held by the recorder's office because it's a source of revenue for them still. And we're working on a way to somehow get them to relinquish control of that and get the maps out on the web somehow. Do most of you have your maps out to the public? For free?
No.
Mm-hmm. Use some kind of charging system?
No? Ours are free.
How many have it for free? Really? Wow. That's interesting. And here is Jim to talk about El Dorado County parcel base.